All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Extreme Lifestyle Living Podcast. Now, today, honestly, before I even get into the topic, I want to go on a little bit of a rant of how my fucking morning has been. So not only did I lose my keys for 45 minutes and making me very late to a meeting that I had to go to that I ended up having to cancel because then it would have made me backed up for another, would have backed me up for three or four different other meetings that I have for throughout the course of the day. And the reason why it pisses me off so much is because literally it's a household thing now for me to be called. That's a Trey thing to do. You know what I mean? Prime example, trying to record this video and I'm hoping I can do some voodoo shit with the audio and this video to capture them both, but I don't know where the one piece is for these mics right now. And it's because the fucking Trey thing to do, you know? I look for the same shit probably every single day. It's like almost like that analogy of a man looking in the fridge for his ketchup, even though it's in the same fucking spot every time. That's what's going on. And I tried getting this whole video set up for the podcast, and it's like, it's crazy. Like, even like, I don't know how the sun's gonna look in this video, but even the reflection to the, in the car, outside of the window here, was coming in here, going my eyes, it was just all these little shin kicks. But I just want to go a little rant about that to say, God damn it, but I'm here, you know? And I think that's the whole point of resiliency, you know? And I just feel like, you know, that's one thing I can share with you guys is the bullshit with life, because we all deal with it, you know? And I just wanted to share that because, you know, I feel like a lot of people like talk about how I have these podcasts and do all these things. None of it's easy, you know what I mean? You still deal with the same shit that anyone else deals with. I think the difference is that your mentality around it is different. I almost didn't do the video. I almost didn't do any of this. It was like, victim, fuck this. All my whole day's jacked up. But I think that's even why, like, you know, and actually it's so fucking cool because it's so cool because the topic of this podcast is, you know, being the authority in your life or why it's important. And, you know, I became the authority in my life. I took charge of what I could. Damn, isn't that a natural organic way to segue into the topic of the conversation? But I naturally took like authority of what I could control. You know what I mean? I love to share it that way because if I was to allow it to ruin my day, I have a presentation within the hour that I'm recording this. And you know, I work with two other coaches. We're doing this call or presenting today. And it's like, if I was allowed that energy go into there, the energy to go into here, you know what I mean? Then it's like, you know, Emma's up with her family right now. I'm not going to see her until later. You know, let the energy bleed into our evening. It's like, I don't need to ruin my entire day because I'm struggling a little bit like right now. You know what I mean? So I think the biggest thing is, one, vulnerability, sharing that with you guys. I love doing that. It's leading by example. But number two is that organic segue and talking about, like, you know, why being the authority in your life is so fucking important. And we're gonna dive into it right now. So the first reason why being the authority of life is very important is because if you're not the authority, that means you don't have control. So if you don't have control, that's when you're gonna start blaming your life for a lot of different ways that your life is handled. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna grow into an adult. One day you're gonna look back and be like 40, 50, 60 years old, like with a family or by yourself or with whatever you built, with what you had access to. And if you ultimately didn't have control of that, then, you know, you really didn't create any of it, you know? So I think the reason why it's so important to understand that being the authority in your life is so important is because it gives you ultimate control. It goes from like almost like, and I want to talk about this in a bit, but like being proactive with what's going on in your life and like taking ownership over everything versus being reactive and on your back foot and just kind of like, you know, pivoting and adjusting with what you have access to or feeling that way, you know, limited to that mindset. But, you know, I think the biggest thing with, like, you know, with people feeling like the authority in their lives is the second part that I'm going to talk about is, you know, how do you become the authority in your life? Like, how do you actually take control of all these different areas of your life and get that momentum, get that feeling, get that little bit of part of your life underway where you actually feel you're on the front foot, you're being proactive, you're in charge, you're in control, and, like, you know, you're handling all these different topics. Because, you know, even me going on the rant at the beginning of this episode, it's like there's so many things and avenues of life that could be altering our thought patterns and how we feel about our days, then if we allow them to get out of control and we allow ourselves to not feel like the authority, like, you know, which we all can, we've all spiraled, we've all had some type of anxiety attacks or, you know, some type of mental adversity where we don't feel in control. And I think that's why this conversation is so important, is because the ultimate control, certainty in the outcome of what you're doing with your life, right? But no one knows how to do that. So let's jump into it. So I have three simple but concrete avenues of ways you could become an authority in your life. And number one is by just showing up every single day and outworking every single person around you. You know, I feel like a lot of us get caught up with, like, you know, and I'm huge with this as well, is like, you know, like comparing ourselves to others, you know, really comparing ourselves to the people that are around us. And that's no fault of our own. Like, we're conditioned as humans to do that. You know, like if you have grew up with brothers or grew up with a big family, you're comparing yourself to them. You grew up with sports, you're comparing yourself to them, you know? As a social status, right? In school, like as a hierarchy, like preppy kids or like, you know, you have these kids, you have this group of kids. Like, you know, everyone has their social status and, you know, we all compare ourselves to these different avenues, right? So I think a big way to become an authority is just simply outwork everyone, you know? And we don't have to talk about the nitty gritty in terms of like what that work looks like. But I mean, one big thing is actions speak louder than words. You know what I mean? Like a simple reference with sports is like everyone that played sports, I haven't, but we all can relate to this and to a degree of metrics of how we work hard in whatever area we're in is, you know, a lot of people that just absolutely dominate the fundamentals of a lot of different avenues of their life, they do better. You know, in sports, if people show up to practice every single fucking day and they put in that effort, they outwork everyone, even if they're not the most talented, right? Like even the people in school, like there's always, like they always say, what is it? Like talent, hard work beats talent every day. And this is kind of that analogy, right? So number one is like show up every day and fucking outwork everyone. And if you can adopt number two, which is like, you know, let go of your ego, let go of your pride and become a student and always be willing to learn, then as you outwork everyone and you gain this status and gain this hierarchy amongst the general population because you deserve it, you are putting in the work more than other people, then you can get into position to see other people. Because the good thing about it is like, you know, and I heard this quote that really changed the way I viewed a lot of this stuff is like, you know, there's a lot of great people out there. There's a lot of love and abundance out there. You just got to be willing to look for it, you know? And as you start to look for things differently, as you start to look for actions speak louder than words, you're showing up, you're putting in that work, other people are going to recognize that as well. And if you can put your ego and pride aside, these select individuals that are truly in the same boat as you, that are working hard, showing up and demanding more to life, you guys can work together. You can become students amongst each other. You know what I mean? Like me getting mentors was the best decision I've ever done. And it's cost me a fraction compared to going to school and just being told what to do and just kind of show up and kind of do my fucking exams. When I worked with mentors and put my ego and pride aside and became a student to them and just say, hey, you had the life that I wanted, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Like I won all these areas, you know, and they helped me guide it to get here. And I think that's such a huge crucial thing because, you know, and I actually have another podcast I'm going to release talking about work ethic and things. And it's like, you know, showing up is half the battle and putting in the work. But the next step is like, you know, again, putting your ego aside and pride aside and being that student, being willing to gain that next level of life through that. And the last thing to be gained, the last and third kind of final thing to really like, you know, become that authority in life and have the control is like, you have to believe it's out there and you have to believe you can be this person and have this position within your life. I think that's one of the biggest things that kind of seals the deal because, you know, once you get there, because this is what I'm saying, like the craziest thing about it, why I care so much about mental health is like, I'm telling you right now, if you do this, it's going to work. Simply going to fucking work. Like, you know, you show up every day, you outwork everyone, give it 2-3 weeks, give it 2-3 months, give it 2-3 years for sure. You're going to be where you need to be and you're going to look left and right. You're going to see a whole different crowd, you know? And then, you know, if you let go of your pride, let go of your ego, you get access to people that, holy shit, like look how much better my life it can be and can get. You see there's people out there that are willing to give you information if you're willing to listen attentively, you know, and like with like excitement, right? Because there's a big thing, right? Like if I have access to give you $1 million, I have access to bless your life, who am I not to have that? You know, and vice versa, that's the only people I like to be around. But the last thing after that, you put your ego aside and your pride aside and become a student with whatever avenue of life you're really pursuing that top 1% in. Believe it's out there. Believe you can have it. Believe you can be that person in all these different positions. Like those mentors that are mentoring you, believe you could be in their position one day in terms of their success or whatever you idolize that they have that's yours or that you want of theirs. Like just believe you could be there because I think that's the biggest thing that like I just always had this unwavering belief that like something was out there more than what I was feeling. And I remember full transparency, like I was getting that to my trigger some of you, like when I was doing a lot of drugs, doing a lot of coke on the weekends, like drinking all the time, doing all these other various drugs. Like I remember I was like, dude, like this is all internal. Like this is just releasing a lot of our biochemistry, our serotonin, our dopamine. We're so stimulated and excited. That's all this is. Like if I can understand my neural patterns in my brain, I'd be able to kind of articulate this in a day-to-day form. And with me working every day religiously, like showing up and outworking everyone, putting my ego and pride aside to be able to get the life that I want. Believing in myself relentlessly that I could feel high just by enjoying my life, it's fucking coming true. So I think that's the third one to really become that authority. And then really, you just got to have small things in terms of sticking to being this person, which I'm going to talk about right now. All right, so the last thing to finalize this episode is like ways to stick to becoming the authority is, you know, first and foremost, you got to set your boundaries and you got to stick to them fucking firm. You know, so setting up your boundaries is like whatever it is you want with your life. So prime example for me is I didn't want to do drugs anymore. My boundaries for then, I don't want to do drugs anymore. Didn't want to drink every single weekend. My boundaries now were I don't want to drink every weekend. So any single person, and I know this may sound something like crazy to some people, but I know a lot of you guys are going to relate. I had to stop hanging with people that did that every weekend. Now, if you were anyone between 17 years old, to 25 and fucking Christ, man, some of you guys are 30 plus still doing this shit. And it's like, I'm 30, I don't do it anymore, but I'm not judging. Kind of judging, to be honest. It's like, don't hang with those people no more. Like, you know, FOMO, all this shit. Like, you know, you got to stick firm to them. Same with going to the gym. You know, like I remember I had a conversation with someone the other day. And like the guy, he couldn't amaze with how firm I am on my boundaries for going to the gym. Like, I love Emma to death. Every single person knows that. But if she ever was to get in a position between me in a gym and me having that boundary with that, the relationship's gone. And I'd expect her to fucking do the exact same thing. So, you know, in order to become the authority, it's everything I talked about. But again, like in order to continue to get the certainty you're going to become that authority is you got to set those boundaries and fucking stick firm with them, right? And then as right after that, which kind of ties right into this one, is you got to be integral with your word in terms of doing what you say you're going to do. So if you say you're not going to drink anymore, you say you're going to set up these boundaries to become this person, you say you're going to go to the gym, you say you're going to eat healthy, you say you're going to be all of these things, you got to be integral to it. Because that's another thing too, like when it goes back to believing in yourself, like if you don't believe in yourself, why the fuck would I believe in you? And if you're not integral to your word and you're not sticking up to your word and you're not showing that you're actually doing the things that you're saying you're going to do, why the fuck would I even support you? Why would I believe you? Why would any of that? And it goes back to the very beginning of this episode when I say, like, you know, outwork everyone. If you have so much undeniable capabilities in front of you that you're doing everything that you need to be doing, then every single person is going to give you that respect, right? And then that's when it goes back to being a student, learning people, and it's like a rinse, repeat. And it's just how you get yourself into a position to not only be an authority of your life, but have a bunch of people that are in control and authorities of their own fucking lives, you know? And I think the best thing about all of this is, like, this is how you go from operating on your back foot, feeling scarce, feeling full of anxiety, feeling unmotivated, unsure, not clear, foggy mind, to getting up on that high horse that you deserve to be on in your own life and having that pedestal and, like, you know, being proactive, leading from the front foot, being excited, being motivated, being goal-oriented, being very clear and certain to where you're going. You know what I mean? But honestly, I think that wraps up this episode. I think the biggest thing I just want you guys to take away is, like, you know, being the authority of your life is so fucking important, because being the authority of life means you have control. And if you have control, you can dictate where the fuck you're going. And if you can dictate where the fuck you're going, life is literally endless. The only thing you need to calculate after that is how much can you do with the time that you have access to. Because one thing that we all can't control is the fucking time, you know? But the one good thing about it, to finish off on the episode, is, you know, at every drop of a dime, when you realize you are in control of the time, then you can decide to become the authority of your fucking life today. Other than that, appreciate you guys all. Have a blessed fucking week. And as always, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Let's get it. Bro, my life is hard as fuck. How could you be mad at us? Even splits, we earned our cut. And the best is yet to come. I'ma milk it till it's done. Step to me, I'll never run. You player two, I'm player one. Cross you up, that's one-on-one. I send a text, I know she come. You're the one she blocking now. I'm the one she talk about. Emo girl, I rock it out. Okay, I see I'm popping out.